Chapter 1. The sign over my office door read, "Kylie Paradox, Paranormal Investigator," but I was really a bounty hunter of unnatural creatures. Honestly, I never expected to be a protector of humankind, but when Hell's portals opened and let loose the creatures from the underworld, I didn't have a choice. It was hunt or be hunted. You can guess which choice I made. Unfortunately, the perils of being a siren royally screwed up that plan. You see, if I employed my voice to snare these monsters, which, for the record, would be by far the easiest way to send them back to hell, it would drive any nearby humans beyond the edge of reason. I was told there was no acceptable amount of collateral damage, especially if I was ever going to achieve my own salvation. So I had to curtail my greatest weapon and fall back on the warrior skills I had honed over the millennia. I was kind of a badass. This era was possibly the easiest to navigate compared to some of the umpteen centuries I'd walked the Earth. It was so much easier to blend in and go unnoticed these days. But then again, everyone was preoccupied with their damn electronics. Unfortunately, I had fallen victim to the same technology pitfalls. My computer buzzed, and I swiveled the chair around, dismissing the view of the Pacific for my oversized cherry desk. I glanced at the instructions that flashed on the screen, clenching my teeth in response. I hated fate. She was a bitch of epic proportion, and this latest order wasn't welcomed in the least. I hadn't been home in nearly a millennium for a reason. Now she wanted me to go back and hunt one of my own. A siren had taken hold of the water south of Crete and was making everyone within range of its voice go on murderous rampages. The latest nautical victim was big enough to make international news. A cruise ship had been exposed to the siren's song, and everyone on board was slaughtered. I wondered if I knew the monster luring those poor souls to their death. As if fate heard my musings, a name flashed on the screen. My stomach dropped as I stared at the display. "You have got to be kidding me," I said. A swirl of smoke bloomed in the middle of the room. As it dissipated, the blonde bitch stood glaring at me from the center of the damned cloud, standing in her signature ruby dress that flowed as if she also commanded the wind. Fate crossed her arms, looking down her aristocratic nose at me. "I do not, kid," she said. Her voice was about as icy as the Alaskan tundra. "You really expect me to take down my brother?" I said, pointing at the screen. A truly evil smile flashed, and I just wanted to smash that beautiful face in. She leaned on the desk, narrowing her eyes. "You will do as I order," she snarled. "And if I refuse?" I crossed my arms. Two could play the snark game. "I will personally escort you to your dungeon in hell." Her lips twitched from a thin line of anger to that of amusement. I never doubted this bitch enjoyed watching me squirm. "I know the devil has plans for punishing you for your insubordination. After all, weren't you once his prized possession?" Against my will, I shivered and a rash of goose flesh crossed every inch of exposed skin. The devil had kept me as his personal pet, his personal whore. When I didn't comply with his wishes, he kept me away from any form of water just for the giggles my suffering brought him. When I was nearly gone, he abused me and then threw me into a fish tank in his bedroom until I revived and bore aquatic demons for his amusement. I couldn't imagine what the punishment for escaping his hellhole would be. I was sure it was far worse than my original stay in his dungeon. But was killing my own flesh and blood worth avoiding an eternity at the devil's hands? "Would you kill your brother?" I asked, stalling. But the tilt of fate's head as she studied me left me cold. "What do you think?" I thought she'd eat her own children, but I wasn't about to say that out loud. The choice tore at my insides, but I finally gave a nod. I had what was necessary to kill a siren. Neptune's trident was stored in one of my many hidden safes in my home on the San Diego shoreline. But the thought of sticking those spikes through my kin didn't sit well. Maybe I could talk him out of continuing this insane plight, convince him to hide, to lay low for a while. And maybe fate would lose interest in bringing him in. I helped him escape when I had fled from hell, and made him promise to keep under the radar. He'd kept that promise. Until now.